Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Lockmas coming up in 20 minutes. Day one since it's Monday. Ken,
feels just like day one, let me tell you. Just like the first day.
I always bring up that James Taylor lyric that I love. 10 miles behind me and 10,000 more to go. Day one of
feels
Lockmas.
Feels like the first time.
Ken's takes on the Heisman Trophy race. I mean, Santa's takes on the Heisman Trophy race. 40 minutes from now, it's the Power Hour, presented by Bet Rivers. All our bets for the Bills and the Titans. All our bets for the Red Sox and the Astros. Game 3 of the ALCS. So a massive Power Hour coming your way in 40 minutes. Side total and props, of course, for the Bills and the Tennessee Titans. But right now on the show, we're very pleased to welcome in on this magnificent Football Monday, our pal, the great Ross Tucker, on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. He joins us now on the Roman guest line. Ross, what's going on, brother? Welcome back to You Better You Bet, Nick and Ken, BetQL, on a magnificent Football Monday. How you doing, sir?
I am doing fantastic, fellas. Always great to talk with you. And I will be tuned in listening because I'm kind of curious to hear what Ken has to say about the Heisman, because I feel like it's like the most wide open one I can remember in a while. So I'll be curious to hear what the great one has to say about that.
The great one. Wow.
Like The Rock. I like that.
Yeah. Love everything about it. Ross, if you had to, it's going to just be a quick answer, I guess. But if you say you think it's the most wide open, if you had a vote, who'd you vote for right now?
Georgia's defense.
What's this, that allowed?
I don't think it is, but I feel like we should be making a push for it. Sure. I mean, look, if it was just like Ross Tucker's personal award, it would be the nose tackle that kills like three dudes every play. I love that guy. But it's funny because the Heisman always goes to a guy on one of the two or three best teams that's putting up the best numbers and is the most impressive. The reality is it is Georgia's defense. I mean, the problem is it's not just one guy. It's a unit. They're all awesome. They've all been dominant. There's not like one standout like a Charles Woodson or someone like that who's head and shoulders above the rest. But that's been the most impressive thing about college football this year. I mean, I see the odds. I see Matt Corral and Bryce Young, and I don't know, man. I just kind of shrug, like, really? Like, I don't know. I feel like there's got to be something better out there, but evidently there isn't.
We kind of agree, so you'll get Ken's thoughts coming up in about 20 minutes right now in day one of Lockmas. Ross, the thing that you learned, paramount above all else, from Week 6 NFL Sunday is what?
The Arizona Cardinals are a complete team. Now, I would say this. I can't remember a time like this before. In the NFC, guys, there's five teams that have five wins and nobody with four wins. Like, we already have a very significant divide between the five teams that are legit and have a shot and everybody else. I mean, already after six games, there's that divide. But I did not think the Cardinals were going to win that game. Now, I know the Browns are beat up, but you have to understand, like, you know, I've been doing this a long time now, and the Cardinals aren't going undefeated, obviously, so they're going to lose some game. And the Browns are coming off a loss in which Baker Mayfield played really well, scored 42 points, whatever. And I just thought, this is the one. Like, this is the game that the Cardinals will lose. This is the one they lose. Rather than the Cardinals going undefeated and winning again, and the Browns losing two in a row, this will be the game where the Browns win and the Cardinals get their first loss, and no big deal. They killed them. I mean, if it weren't for a Hail Mary, that game would have been a total massacre. It was anyway. And I'm watching the Cardinals. Kyler hasn't even had to run that much so far. They run the ball very well with Edmonds and Connor. They've got guys playing at a really high level on all three levels of the defense with Watt and obviously the young linebackers, Collins and Simmons, who's much better in the secondary, Buda Baker and Murphy. On offense, we know Hopkins is unbelievable, but even Rondell Moore has added something. I mean, they are a complete team, and now they have Zach Ertz to add to the mix. I mean, they're all in for this year, and I would be too if I were them. They got a real shot.
Ross, you mentioned the difference between like the haves and the have-nots in the NFC. We already have this group of elite teams. So if we look at the point spreads for this coming week's games, we see, as you would imagine, because we have the haves and the have-nots, a lot of very large numbers. I'm curious if you think any of these big favorites, these teams that have had such a lot of success so far this year, are very vulnerable. If you think maybe some of these games could be closer than we expect. So Green Bay is one of the teams that you're probably talking about. They're about a 10-point favorite, 9.5-point favorite against Washington. You have the Rams. They're definitely one of those teams. They're a 2-touchdown favorite, a little more than that against Detroit. Tampa, we know they're awesome. They're about 13 against the Bears. And then Arizona, who you were just talking about, 16.5 against the Texans. So Arizona, the Rams, Green Bay, Tampa, all these kind of halves in the NFC are all very big favorites. Do you like any of the dogs, or do you think these teams just keep rolling?
The two dogs that jump out to me there, I feel like the Bears are a decent team. You know, their offensive line's getting better. They ran the ball better last week. It felt like Fields had time to throw the ball sometimes. So I feel like the Bears, you know, might be able to hang with the Bucks. Obviously, the Bucks are getting extra time to prepare and rest and all that. But I think the Bears are a dog I'll be looking at. And then because it is it'll be week 7, correct?
That's right. Although it all does kind of bleed together, though.
Well, no, it's important because then I'll go with the Texans. Because in the even weeks, the Texans are absolutely horrific, and they get annihilated. In the odd weeks, they win or they're right there, like the game against the Bengals,
Patriots.
The game against the Patriots. The Texans are every other. I learned that the hard way. I took them in the points against the Colts. But I've decided, for whatever reason, they're an even odd week, and they're good in odd weeks. So Texans as well.
All right, there you have it. That's the hashtag analysis there from our guy, Ross Tucker. You better, you bet, BetQL, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, the great Ross Tucker, joining Nick and Ken here on a magnificent Football Monday. Ross is on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL. Ross, we know this has been a good season for you in terms of the betting. I know you got your podcast, Even Money, that comes out later in the week. Give us a sneak preview, Ross, if you can, because I know you've already started to formulate your thoughts. You don't have to give us everything, obviously, here, but does one game above all else stand out to you from a betting perspective coming up in week number 7?
I would say Thursday night. And I don't mean like I have a strong feeling one way or the other, but it kind of feels like there's an opportunity there somewhere. With the Broncos kind of reeling and the Browns being so beat up, I know the Browns right now are favored. They're laying 3, but that is one that kind of jumps out to me. It's kind of like I felt last night, guys, like it was almost an elimination game, and we knew the Seahawks were already out of it when Russell Wilson got hurt, but it still felt like late in that game it was an elimination game. I think I'm done with whoever loses that game, thinking that they have any chance to make the playoffs between the Broncos and the Browns.
Wow.
We'll find out on the injury report. You know, where they're at going forward, but they're in a bad way, man. They're, you know, the Browns, like, Baker Mayfield, at this point, I think they just like stapled his left arm to his body. It's such a shame because I legitimately think the Browns are a pretty good team, but they might just be that team this year that suffers so many injuries and loses a few games as a result of it that it's almost too much to overcome because they're not getting – now they lost JOK, who was making most of their linebackers, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, Kareem Hunt's out. And that's going to be an uphill battle for Baker Mayfield to, you know, to play through that shoulder. He just made it worse again, which, by the way, is going to make the decision as to whether or not to give him a contract this offseason. I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, and you mentioned the betting market for the game, too. Denver has kind of taken all the money so far down to 4 in some places. There are 3.5s on the board now, too, in a game that opened 4.5. So, you know, with all the injury stuff, Russ, I think, you know, a lot of people agree, like, maybe lends itself toward Denver, or at least a close game, kind of, you know, two evenly matched beat-up teams right now in Denver reeling. As you mentioned, one of the reasons they're reeling is that the Raiders played way above expectation yesterday, won that game outright, won that game by 10 points, 34-24, Vegas wins. And they come off that game into, I think, an interesting game against a team you know a lot about, the Philadelphia Eagles. Vegas currently a 3-point favorite over Philly, total 49. Nick and I happen to think Philly might be really live in this game. We kind of like them on the money line or even just taking the points. How do you feel about Philly at Vegas on Sunday?
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, and what I'm looking at right now, Ken, shows the Eagles getting 3.5. And so I'd probably lean Eagles. I would say in general, like if you looked at my whole portfolio of bets, I take the 3.5 a lot. Doesn't always work out. I had the 3.5 for Detroit against the Bengals, and they got destroyed yesterday. But it just feels to me, and I'd be curious to get your thoughts on this, feels to me if the spread's quote unquote only 3.5, that's kind of a toss up game. I mean, it could go either way. It's a close game, and obviously the favorite's the favorite for a reason, but it could go either way. But you're going to give me the field goal and a hook. I think the only thing that has skewed that almost a little bit is all these touchdowns in the overtimes. I mean, how many times are people getting a raw deal? Because I would love to see an analysis. Ken, Nick and I don't have the time. We would love to see an analysis. Break down the impact of the new overtime rules on the spread. Because it's crazy. Like, even that Cowboys-Patriots game.
Yeah, the impact is I have less money because I took the Patriots. That's the impact. I have less money than I did yesterday. Right?
It's unreal, isn't it? I mean, it's unbelievable how many times you're like, well, I can't lose this one unless it goes to OT somehow and the other team scores, and then that's what happens. It is just uncanny at this point. But, no, you know, the Eagles will get Lane Johnson back, who will help. They had not been great this year. They had not been great the last couple weeks. But they still found a way to come back in the second half and beat the Panthers on the road and then lose to the Bucs by 6. They covered that spread. That was a wild one where they went for 2, the old down 8, go for 2, exchange like millions of dollars, change hands based on that. Unbelievable. But I would definitely lean to the Eagles getting the 3.5 because I think that they're, at this point, good enough to stay in these games against a team like the Raiders. And here's what I don't know. I don't know if the Raiders are like rallying around Bisaccia after what happened, or if that was like the 1 week interim head coach boost thing. None of us really know that. We'll find that out, whether that's sustainable or it's just a 1 week like rallying together, we're in this together guys type of thing.
Ross, would love to sneak in two more questions with you. We have about three more minutes to go here. So you give us like a minute on this answer, then we want to get your take on Monday Night Football. Yeah, it's not a great slate of games coming up in week number seven, if we can be honest. Like the primetime games are terrible. Maybe the game of the week, besides for Chiefs-Titans, which you can't talk about because Tennessee obviously still has yet to play its game in week six, is the Ravens and the Bengals. Both teams were super impressive in week number six with big wins, Baltimore especially against the Chargers. What are your thoughts on those two teams as we head into that game coming up in the AFC North on Sunday with Baltimore about a touchdown favorite? In about 1 minute or so.
Yeah, very, very impressed by both those teams. I really thought they could have some letdowns after their games the week before. For them to take care of business the way they did was unreal. I think, like everybody, I guess I'm still a little skeptical of the Bengals, but maybe we shouldn't be anymore. You know, I mean, the Lions' offense has been okay, and the Bengals totally shut them down. I'd probably lean to the Ravens laying the 6.5, but the young skill for the Bengals, their O-line, their defense, they're getting better. And I would agree, I think that is one of the best games.
Yeah. And let's close here, Ross, with your take on Monday Night Football here. Bills about a 6-point favorite on the road in Tennessee, total of 53.
Yeah, I like the Bills. I know that it was a little bit of a letdown spot for them because even though they all keep denying it and it's annoying me that it was a big game against the Chiefs, it was a huge game for them against the Chiefs. I guess I just look at the Titans, and the Titans' defense is rough. The Titans can be had on the D-line, and the Bills' D-line has been getting after it. Unless Derrick Henry is really able to go off, and I don't think he will, I'm going to expect the Bills to keep going out there and making statements that indicate they're the best team in the NFL every week until I see otherwise. So it's sort of against my nature, but I would lean to the Bills and laying the 6 points. And I'd also lean to the over. I think there's a decent chance there's a lot of points tonight.
Ross, we really appreciate it, man. You're the best. I look forward to catching up with you soon on You Better You Bet. Hit him up on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll catch you up with you soon, my friends.
Thanks, guys.
It's our pal Ross Tucker. Coming up next, we will take your hands, it's little, and we'll put it in mine. Day one of Lockmas. Ken's takes on the Heisman Trophy race.
How should you bet tonight's player props? The prop king, Nick Costos, has your answers on You Better You Bet from BetQL.